That was Sons of Arca from their album Cosmic Jungle Bandy, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show Professor Stanley Unwin. Stanley, you've worked many times with the Sons of Arca. When did you first meet them?
Oh yes, yes indeed. It was an autumnal afternoon when I first met Sons of Arca. It was a dull day in Dockland, east end of London. It was made bright by an enthusiastic gathering in a subterranean recording studio, you know, all down the earth there like Orpheus and the Undergrowth. They had their instruments all tuny-hubba and ready to go into musicolly. Oh, joy.
The guiding light of Sons of Arca is known as Wadada. How did you get to know him and what do you think of his musical philosophy?
Well, we first met on the long-distance telephoto. I immediately detected his interest in the comparative of the religions and the reconciliation of the multi-religion thinking in the myload of the people. If you like, a code of behold, you know, and mutual tolerations throughout the ages. Oh, it's a timeless thing, all rather profoundy. I thought Arca had a good point there.
You did a single many years ago with the Sons of Arca called Erasmus Meets the Earthling. We're going to hear that track in a moment, but can you first tell me a bit more about the philosopher Erasmus?
Oh yes, yes indeed. Desiderius Erasmus was of course a widely travelled man, all over the globe, huffalo doubter. I mean, he loved letter writing, scribbly ho, and we have over 3,000 of these today, you know. He was also a friend of Sir Thomas More, who disagreed about Henry VIII being top of the church load, as you know, Rex Fidelio and all that. And, of course, therefore he had his head off in Chopney, didn't he, Block? Oh, folly, that was sad, yeah. Yes, Erasmus greatly influenced the Reformation, well, and disagreed with Martin Luther quite a bit, you know. But there was no fisticuffs, you see, because Erasmus was a very gentle man there, whose little approach with a little gesture, softly persuadey how in his verbs, oh, there was a great communicators of joy in that.